Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Springtime in the garden. Ah, is there anything more wonderful than new growth? Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org for your reservations. And please, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask in public. As butterflies are so much a part of our world in the garden, it's fun to be able to join them in their world inside the Soar Butterfly Exhibit. So as we approach April 1st, when the Soar Butterfly Exhibit reopens with its cadre of exotic butterflies, make sure to make your reservations on the website at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and experience the world of butterflies firsthand. A quick turn through the fuchsia garden and you'll see a few of the bushes are beginning to bloom, but the best of them just now is the wonderful double pink marshmallow. It is in a hanging basket on a post and the soft pinky white double blooms hang over the side in a cascade that is truly glorious. Just straight ahead out of the fuchsia garden is the garden path that leads into the children's garden. This path is slightly overgrown just now with pincushion flowers that line the left side, and if you've never seen asparagus growing, now's your chance. There's a small stand of asparagus that's about 5 feet tall growing along the left side as you walk toward the children's garden that shows you how the asparagus looks when you let it get too tall. Also scenting the air around the schoolhouse is a carpet of white alyssum that's blooming, and just behind the schoolhouse is the apple tree that's decorated with lovely white blooms tinged around the edges in pink blush. The tree produces apples in bulk to feed the garden critters in the fall, but for now it's lovely in the sunlight for its simple yet sweet flowers. The path up to the apple tree is lined with lovely pink lantana. There are other lantana bushes throughout the garden, and if you get out to Phoebe's meadow, there's a beautiful hedge of lantana bloom. Also in furious flower are the India hawthorn bushes. These are also known as springtime, and they are glorious in the springtime. They grow in a neat, naturally rounded shape and bloom in shades from almost white to deep pink. They can be pruned or left to their own devices as an evergreen shrub. They make a wonderful foundation or hedge planting. Outside the children's garden are the geometric beds full of tulips. These are still a scintillating sight to see and a wonderful photo spot. If you wander toward Tram Road past the lower meadow, you'll see the Chinese fringe trees are in bloom. These trees are blooming in many areas of the garden, and the interesting thing is they are wider than they are tall, so they make a great shade tree for smaller landscapes. You can see more of them along Lakeview Road across from the southern magnolia trees or along the road at the bottom of the grass collection. Meandering through the cactus collection down to Tram Road, you can see the fire barrel cactus or the golden barrels are blooming, as is the shaving brush tree. This tree can be a good shade tree with interesting tortoise shell looking bark. It can also be used for a bonsai planting. Along Tram Road, you'll see the pyracantha is blooming, then more India hawthorn, and if you look behind the India hawthorn, you see that the loquats are getting ripe. The garden critters are already feasting on this fruit, and it disappears just as soon as it's ripe. Along your walk, you'll see lots of red valerian blooming and a few nasturtiums. As you get out to Phoebe's meadow, just past it and across from the lantana is a stand of butterfly amaryllis. Then you pass the sapphire dragon tree on your left, lilac on your right, and before you get to the overlook, where you will find another stand of butterfly amaryllis, make sure you find the puya that is blooming under the pine tree. This is a bromeliad native to the Andes Mountains and is growing here in two sizes. While the giant puyas are not blooming, look to the back of the small puya patch. This is one fabulous bloom and worthy of your time to find. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.